It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, as the Scripps National Spelling Bee gets rolling, we ask you for the words that you struggle to spell.
First, a new report out today by the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin shows that almost every sudden unexpected infant death in Wisconsin in 2013 involved unsafe sleeping conditions. In fact, all but one of the 56 cases.
Milwaukee has long been known to have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country, but Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Crocker Stevenson says that the rest of the state isn't far behind and that unsafe sleeping is a problem Wisconsin-wide.
Stevenson's report on unsafe sleeping and infant mortality in 2011 won the National Academy of Sciences, National Academy of Engineering, and Institute of Medicine Award. He joins us now to talk about this report out today. Crocker, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, hi.
So let's first talk about this this phrase, this diagnosis, sudden unexpected infant death. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, it's kind of a broader phrase than SIDS, but sudden unexpected infant death almost defines itself. It's the death of an infant less than 12 months old, which is what an infant is, that occurs suddenly and unexpectedly and whose cause of death is not immediately obvious before an investigation. So what the key part of that phrase is not immediately obvious. So a child with a brain tumor or an infant with a congenital disability of some sort would not fall into this class. So these are kids that apparently are apparently healthy and they just suddenly die.
So obviously we would like to know why these infants die. It's unexplained, hence this new report. So talk about the findings. What was this report trying to figure out? What factors did they look at?
Well, as time has gone by, it's become more and more nuanced, these definitions. And in 2011, the Academy of Pediatrics released a seminal paper in which they analyzed a dozen or so risk factors that contribute to sudden infant death, and these risk factors range from co-sleeping, which would be parents or other children or a pet sleeping on the same sleep surface as a child, as an infant, to prenatal care, to smoking, to room temperature, breastfeeding, all sorts of factors that are that can contribute to the likelihood that a child might suffer from a sudden unexpected infant death.
And so keying in on unsafe sleeping, that was what this report really found very commonly associated with these sudden unexpected infant deaths. What Yes. kinds of unsafe sleeping kept coming up again and again?
You know, the thing about figuring out a risk is that it's very hard to understand how risky that risk is because we don't know what's going on in the general public. For example, we hear all the time about parents sleeping with their children and children dying in those circumstances, suffocating while sleeping with their parents. But what we don't, so we know that happens a lot, much more than we would like in Milwaukee County about 10 times a year. But what we don't know is how prevalent that behavior is. So is it just 20 people in Milwaukee County sleeping with their kids, and half the time those kids end up dead? Or is it several hundred thousand people sleep with their children, and in the small amount of children die? Same thing with smoking. It's hard to evaluate how big of a risk factor smoking is. So what this study did is it looked at children at a particular age, you know, under 12 months, but also at a certain susceptibility. For example, they're very little; they're 2 to 4 months generally, and they might be prematurely born, and then so they have the struggle that they're already engaged in, and just taking a deep breath, and then added onto that are these additional risk factors, and usually it's a combination of risk factors that are at play when a child just suddenly, for no apparent reason, dies.
And can you lay out some of the risk factors that they considered there?
Well, probably the basic phrase always say is ABC. All babies should sleep alone. The A means alone. B, on their backs. And C, in a crib or bassinet without blankets, pillows, plush toys. And these are all very important things that any parent can do in order to reduce the risk of SIDS. They've now added also smoking. The parents shouldn't smoke. Moms shouldn't smoke while they're pregnant. Nobody should smoke around the baby once the child is born. Smoking and then also that it's helpful for a child to be in the same room as parents. I had twins, and our doctor advised us to put the twins in another room, or we would never sleep. We kept them in our room, and it's true, we never slept, because you're always listening. But that's something that I think is very natural for parents to do, is to listen and to be attuned to their child's sleep.
Talking to Crocker Stevenson from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a new report lays out some maybe causes or factors associated with sudden unexplained infant deaths in Wisconsin. Now, Crocker, this whole conversation is part of a wider effort, especially in Milwaukee, to reduce infant mortality. Can you talk about the role of trying to tackle unsafe sleeping plays in that wider effort?
I think the issue of sleep has become an unexpected problem here in Milwaukee. The idea was, well, you know, these are all sort of simple things. Put your child on his or her back. Don't put a bunch of pillows in there. Breastfeed. These sorts of things all seem like things that that a parent that wants to keep the child safe can easily do. And that the by far the largest driver of infant mortality, both in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin and in the world, is premature birth. And wrestling with premature birth is much more complicated. Causes of premature birth can range from racism, poverty, air pollution, bad diets, unhealthy childhood that your mother had, and so many of these issues that are addressed in order to combat premature birth just seem so big and so difficult. So here in Milwaukee, they thought, well, we could just knock down infant mortality by just getting people to stop sleeping with their kids. And as it's turned out to be a very, very difficult process. So in Milwaukee County, the number of children that die while sleeping with a parent or in other unsafe sleep conditions, such as a couch or with a friend or whatever, that number has just not gone down in these years that the Milwaukee has been pressing for safe sleep behaviors.
Now, on the show, we've talked about efforts to tackle that premature birth situation. That's where maybe a bigger difference could be made. Do you see over time a shift in focus? The sleep thing maybe isn't paying off. We're going to try to tackle this bigger, way more complicated problem of premature birth?
In several counties in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Dane, and several cities, Beloit and Racine, there is an effort called the Life Course Initiative, and this is an effort to address the root causes of preterm birth by addressing those upstream issues. Now, those are very complicated and very probably they would be politically impossible to fund, except that there's a lot of money from the Red Cross and Blue Shield settlements. So Milwaukee gets a big chunk of money to implement programs that are directed towards reducing preterm birth. And some of those programs are programs to involve fathers in their kids' lives or help fathers find jobs or to stabilize families, because stabilized families are healthier, and healthier families have healthier children. Healthier children don't die before they turn one. Job skills, food availability, healthy food availability, obesity, and other health practices, smoking cessation, breastfeeding. Those are all sort of upstream programs that we have here in Milwaukee County that are designed to create a healthier life for both women and children. And that the hope is, and this may take decades, but the hope is that as that each generation is a little bit healthier, or maybe considerably healthier, and that we move away from the cycle of injury and death.
Crocker, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
That's Crocker Stevenson, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at a new report out today on infant deaths and unsafe sleeping conditions.